and welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio. Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley Tomaszewski, and I am the Executive Director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells' mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advance the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We work to support local nonprofits through funding, and now with United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista Project. To learn more, please call 970-625-8189. You can also visit unitedwaybb.org. Today, Sarah Tim Chisholm and Anna Thomas with Highwater Farm are here. Sarah is the director at Highwater Farm Project, and Anna is the United Way AmeriCorps Vista volunteer serving with them until May 2021. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Hi, it's so good to hear your voices. It seems like forever since I've seen you. Yeah.
So, COVID. It's crazy.
I know. So crazy. So ladies, can you tell me how, starting with Sarah perhaps, how you came to be in the Roaring Fork Valley and how you came to be a part of Highwater Farm?
Yep. Thanks for having us, Tracy. So I first moved to the Valley about 3 years ago and had a background in job training for teens on a farm, and then also had done an apprenticeship on a farm in Massachusetts to learn how to manage 8 acres of vegetable production. So then backtrack 3 years. So I moved from that background. I then jumped into the Roaring Fork Valley with my husband, worked with Two Roots Farm up in Basalt. And then I ran the Carbondale Farmers Market and worked at Glenwood Springs High School. And I just thought that this area was really ripe for a youth farm project. And so we got started in April of this year, and then Anna joined in May. So we've been a strong team from the start and have basically started a farm in 2020, which feels fantastic.
It should. And it's done so much already. I'm so impressed with your initiative and your drive. Anna and I have talked about how I met Sarah last summer, probably August, right? And in that time, you have gone from, I think, spitballing at what you might be doing to actually opening a farm and delivering vegetables to Lift Up and to other people in our community. It's just so amazing.
Yeah, we're really excited. I mean, and Tracy, as you know, like, this would not be happening without community support. We've gotten help every step of the way, and it's because the community is 100% behind it. And you know this, but I don't know if the general public does. We have a 25-year lease on 5 acres of open space at the Salt River Preserve, and that's thanks to Aspen Valley Land Trust. And so basically this partnership between Aspen Valley Land Trust and the town of Salt is why we're here. And then United Way is also why we're here, because without Anna, we would not have any bandwidth for anything. So we're really grateful for a successful year, especially the type of year that we've had.
Absolutely. So Anna, same question to you. What brought you to the Roaring Fork Valley, and how did you become involved with Highwater Farm?
Well, Highwater Farm brought me to the Roaring Fork Valley. And I found out about Highwater Farm through AmeriCorps. I was a Peace Corps volunteer before this, and unfortunately, due to COVID-19, there was a worldwide evacuation of Peace Corps volunteers. So that left me jobless and looking for something new to use my skill set for. And I thought Highwater Farm was the best fit. It was in line with what I did in the Peace Corps, working with communities and farming and extending sustainable ag techniques and getting food out to people who need it.
And you went from being evacuated from the Peace Corps in Senegal, Africa, is that correct?
Yes, I served in Senegal, West Africa, in a village called Honkyoy,
wow,
which is, yeah.
So you literally were evacuated and you get to the United States. You find out about this AmeriCorps position, and within how many weeks did you switch gears?
I arrived back in the United States March of 2020. I was on the job search within 2 days, and I actually spoke with Sarah and Kaylee a week into my quarantine.
Wow.
And accepted this job about 2 weeks after getting back, and I was off to Colorado in a month.
Hands in the dirt by May 11th, I think, if I remember correctly.
That's correct. That's when I started.
Yeah.
It was a fast turnaround, but very excited to be here and working with such a great organization.
So, Anna, can you tell me, what do you hope to gain from your year of service?
Sure. I mean, the main point of service for me is just to help as many people as possible. That's what led me to Peace Corps. That's what has led me to AmeriCorps. And I just hope to continue to make an impact while gaining leadership skills, as well as technical ag skills, and just work in nonprofit organizations as well.
Are you achieving all of your goals thus far?
I definitely am.
Good. I'm so glad. I know Sarah is a great mentor. So, Sarah, can you tell me what's next for High Water Farm Project in 2021?
Definitely. So after this first season, I guess first I want to quickly say that I think in our trial year then saw what we were actually able to accomplish. So on a half acre, we grew about 8,000 pounds of produce, and about 50% of that made it to local hunger relief organizations. So that feels really good. And I think it kind of indicates for us, okay, what can we achieve in 2021? So the first piece is that we have launched a CSA sign up. So we have 10 spots available for Glenwood Springs pickup on Tuesdays and 25 spots for on-farm pickup infill on Saturdays. And that'll be for 16 weeks, starting in about mid-June to mid-October. So that's kind of piece one. And we just launched that. And then now we are diving into some planning around a crowdfunding campaign. So I'm really excited to bring Anna on next year post-AmeriCorps term to help with our youth programs. And we are looking to launch a youth program in 2021. So that means that we need to hit the ground running with fundraising this winter. And I would say we're off to a pretty strong start. And we're then laying the groundwork for raising about $30,000 over 3 weeks at the beginning of December.
That's amazing. And I know, so Anna staying on post her AmeriCorps service is kind of a big deal, but that's been happening quite frequently for our AmeriCorps Vista volunteers. We've been able to attract and retain really highly talented, highly educated individuals to help in our community through this project. So that's so exciting that she'll be sticking around for a little longer. And are you guys planning on growing more next year? What is the feeling on spreading out and actually expanding the farm a little bit more?
Yeah, so next year we are hoping to increase our impact by 50%. We're going to go from about half an acre to growing on 1 acre. And which will hopefully result in more produce and more produce going out to those who need it.
Excellent. Excellent. Sarah, you and I talked about the youth development side of your project. Can you speak a little bit more about that?
Yeah, definitely. So in terms of bringing youth on for next season, we are looking at about an 8-week program. And we're hoping for 10 teens and 2 college crew leaders. So this crowdfunding campaign will kind of indicate how big of a group we can start with. And from there, basically what will happen is we'll have launched at the beginning of our farm season. We'll have a youth program coordinator, Anna, and then we'll have an assistant farm manager, which we'll be hiring for soon. And so we'll have planted all of our crops. And by the time we bring youth on, we'll be at a place where we're tending to the plants, getting ready to harvest, and then they'll help grow, harvest, and distribute our produce. And so in that process, they'll be mentored by both Anna, myself, and then college crew leaders. And they will learn different professional and personal skills through that process too. So It costs around $2,000 to hire on a youth for the season. So when we are fundraising for large amounts, it's so that we can bring folks on and get them paid.
That's amazing. And broaden your reach, really, beyond simply bringing wonderful locally raised produce to folks in our area. But you're also educating and helping teach young people about how to farm and grow their own food. I know you and I had talked at one point about when the project, the youth side of the project, had grown enough, you might start doing cooking classes and other things like that. And I think that's so terrific. These are skills that oftentimes our youth are not learning in school anymore. So it's definitely just thrilling to hear all of the ideas and so exciting to see how fast you've moved. It's just tremendous. So kudos to you.
Awesome. Thanks, Tracy. Yeah, we're excited, and we're excited to keep the ball rolling. We're starting to make some great connections with chefs in the area and try to figure out what exactly do our workshops look like. But yeah, we'll definitely be exploring cooking and beekeeping, and then also like money matters and resume building and all of that stuff. Yeah.
That's so great. So I'm going to ask Anna now, because I know, Anna, you worked a lot with a volunteer base in the last year. How many volunteers do you usually use or need throughout the growing season?
We use and need all the volunteers we can get, to be completely honest. But on average, we see about anywhere from 4 to 8 volunteers come out for an event. And they are usually around 2 to 3 hours long. And I can excitedly say that in our first season, we have logged over 300 volunteer hours, which is amazing, especially with the pandemic and things being so uncertain, that people still want to come out and connect with their local food system and help us do what we do.
Right. Well, I know we did a AmeriCorps Vista volunteer day with you all in, I think it was in June. But it was just fantastic to be out, and we could easily social distance and, getting your hands in the dirt and really being a part of something that's going right back into our community in a really positive way is just a really great feeling. So if people wanted to learn more about volunteering with you, what would they need to do?
Sure. We have a lot of information available on our website, which is highwaterfarm.org. Starting in the spring, we'll start to have more public volunteer groups with all of the COVID regulations, masks, socially distanced, in line with state and local regulations. And we also can cater to private volunteer groups. Say you and 6 of your best friends want to come out to the farm and volunteer. We can definitely do that as well. So all that information is on our website. And we also feel free to email me at Anna, A-N-N-A, at highwaterfarm.org if you have any questions or want to schedule a volunteer group.
That is so great. Thank you, Anna, for sharing that information. It's really addictive, folks. I would really encourage you to look into volunteering at High Water Farm Project. They are just doing such good things, and it really is rewarding. So you spoke about the crowdfunding, I guess, outreach that you're doing. Is information for that also on the website, Sarah?
Yep. Yeah. So Tracy will be blasting social media. So if folks are looking for more information, we'll have that on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and then yes, all over our website. And CSA sign-ups are also available on our website as well.
Amazing. So just for fun, I'd love it if you could both tell me, maybe starting with Sarah, your favorite story from your time so far with working at High Water Farm.
Yeah, I love this question. So I've been reflecting a lot on our season, especially this fall as things kind of slowed down and we're in the office. And it's hard for me to pick just one, but I find myself really satisfied thinking back on things that are really challenging and that we somehow struggled through and did successfully. So one of those tasks was, I think your crew might have participated in volunteering, is moving these giant tarps that we have out on the field.
Yep.
So those silage tarps is what they're called. We have those for folks that are listening in. We put those out and they start to break down what's underneath them. So whether that's weeds or grass or cover crops, we put those on the field prior to planting, and they have thousands of, or it feels like thousands, it's probably a couple hundred sandbags on them. And so moving those sandbags is kind of a beastly task, but it's, those sandbags are what keep them down when we get those 40 mile an hour winds out there. But one of my favorite memories is actually, I think Anna leading a group through moving a tarp off of the field and then folding it. And then I later, like a couple weeks later, ended up doing that with a different tarp. And I think we took turns kind of laughing at each other and at the circumstance, because it's something that is really character building as you're leading it. And then also for your group as they work with you.
It was, we had some creative problem solving going on as we were moving the tarp. And I remember watching, there were some mice that had decided to take cover underneath the tarp. So they were, and some frogs and all kinds of critters were coming out. So everyone was trying to watch their step. It was really fun though.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And we always appreciate the help, because those tasks are challenging and it's a lot more fun when we can laugh at ourselves and work in a team.
Definitely. And how about you, Anna? What is your favorite memory?
I think my favorite memory so far working with High Water Farm is when we did our video filming. So we have a great video that was put together for us by Taylor McKidd, and it is on our website.
I'll have to check
that
out.
She did a lovely job. And we had about 8 people come out, and they were all so excited to be part of our video and talk about what High Water Farm means to them, and listening to what they had to say about working with not only Sarah and I, but working on the farm and what they've gained through that work was so inspiring to me personally, and it kind of fueled me for the back half of the season.
Yeah, definitely. My favorite memory, I know this is not nearly as much time spent on the farm as the two of you, but I just loved that you had so many return volunteers and that they took so much pride in the work that they were doing. And It made me so excited for the farm, for the project, and really proud of the work that you guys are doing, because obviously people see the importance and the shift that you're making in our nonprofit community, particularly in providing locally sourced, fresh, healthy food.
So. Yeah, we've seen a lot of volunteers return and even bring some friends along. So it's great to see High Water Farm's name be passed through the community like that.
Yeah, and I mean, you get right down to brass tacks, and you really are digging in the dirt. You are doing manual labor, but it's so rewarding, and it's just, it feels so good to give back to your community in that way. So you guys are doing such a good job.
Thank you, Tracy. It's so encouraging to hear that, and it's really nice to be able to reflect like this too. I think sometimes it's easy to think about all of the challenges and the struggles of 2020, and it's nice to spend a little bit of time thinking about all of the community building that happened and the successes. So we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I guess we really didn't talk about your service area. Do you guys have a specific service area, or I guess I never thought to ask you that, but.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, and when we talk about youth programs and getting produce out into the community directly, our focus is largely like the silt area. And so that can span from Glenwood Springs to Rifle. But when we talk about where our produce goes to, thanks to the Lift Up pantry system and the Farm to Food Pantry program, and thanks also to A shout out to Kay Davis with Early Morning Orchard and Skip. Our produce then has made it from basically fruta all the way up to the salt. And that is either in the Skip's Market or the Lift Up or Food Bank of the Rockies pantry coordinating. So our reach is far, but in terms of our direct service area, we're really hoping to engage folks who haven't gotten the opportunity and don't really have the tangible agriculture to interact with. So we drive by ranches and farms a lot, but getting people out to the farm, we're looking from basically Glenwood Springs to Rifle to get people out and grow food with us.
Very good. Very good. So there's a lot to come in the next year. A lot of exciting stuff is on its way. You're going to be hopefully expanding the actual footprint that you're planting in the next year. Are you adding new produce, or are you going to be planting the same crops again?
Tracy, that's a touchy subject because Anna's put in quite a big wish list for me of produce to grow.
I want to expand our produce
okay.
to new and fun vegetables, maybe in unique colors. But it's in the discussion right now.
Yeah, no, but I actually do love this topic because I love vegetables so much. So we are excited. We're excited to explore new things. This year, we really focused on things that we thought would do well in this area, and mm-hmm. they did well. And so now that we're going to expand the amount of land we're growing on, we can take a little more risk in terms of what we try. I also just didn't really want to grow things I'm not good at growing. So we didn't really dive into, like, cabbage and Brussels sprouts. So we'll get there. We're going to work on some of those things this year.
That's so funny. So I can't imagine you not being good at growing something, though, having been on that farm. That's so funny.
Well, thanks, Tracy. I appreciate that vote of confidence.
Well, I just want one last time before we say goodbye to tell our listeners, please check out highwaterfarm.org. Check out their CSA program. They're going to have some crowdfunding coming up to help them grow in our community. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks, Tracy.
And we'll talk soon.
Okay.